Today's daf brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim 21 years ago is daf Nun Dalet, and we continue our discussion regarding the Aron HaBrit and when it was removed.
Anyway, yesterday we had two versions of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. In the Braisa we learned that according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Aron was galut above. We pointed out that that's chelek on the way Ula reports that Rav Matya ben Cheresh asked Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, why you disagree with Rabbi Lazar, who says the Aron was galut above, and you claim that its dafka was nignaz here. So there's two versions of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Shita. But in any event, according to Ula, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai told him, what's the raya? Because it says, the Lashon of Ayera Ura Shea Badim, and so on, Velo Yerachu, Shava Yusham Ad Hayom Hazeh. So apparently, Ad Hayom Hazeh is a raya that it must still be there. It never went to Golis. So now we're going to analyze that raya. Omni Rabbalula, my mash. I don't understand. What was your raya from that pasuk that you said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was saying? You mean to tell me wherever it says Ad Hayom Hazeh in Tanakh, it means that it's still there? Now, it says that the Yevusi were never dislodged completely from Yerushalayim by Binyamin, and it says in the pasuk that they're still there. Now, I mean, maybe you'll say that it means that there's some descendants and we don't know who they are, but there's always been Yevusi in Yerushalayim. You can't say that either. Because Achinami de la Gola, you're trying to tell me that there was a time in which there were Bnei HaYevus that were left in Yerushalayim. Vatani Rabbi Yudah Amr Chamishim Mishtayim Shana Lo Avar Ish B'Yehuda. There were 52 years in which no living human being was in Yehuda. Shemar Al Heharim Esa B'chi Uniyi Vel Naos Midbar Kina Kinitztu Mibli Yishover V'lo Shamu Kom Mikne Miyof HaShamayim V'ad V'iman Nadadu Halachu. So we're darshaning V'ad Behema. Until Behema, meaning until the time of Behema, they were misnodate. Everything, every living creature had left Yerushalayim. And Behema, the Gematria Chamisha Mishtayim Hav. That's 52 years. And those are the 52 years from the Churban of Yerushalayim B'meitzit Kiyahu until the Hachras of Koresh, which was 52 years, because it was 70 years total from the time of the Golos Yechonyahu, which was 18 years before. So that means that the 70 years, the first time we find anything going to Yerushalayim was 52 years later after the time of Tzidkiyahu.
Is this all of Yehuda or just Yerushalayim?
Yehuda. But certainly they weren't in Yerushalayim, which is part of it. V'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi also has another reason why it couldn't be that they were there permanently. Sheva Shanim Niskaimu Gofris V'melach Beretz Yisrael. That there were 7 years in which Gofris V'melach Srefa Kol Artzah, which it says in the Briz, was Niskayim in Eretz Yisrael. V'om Rabbi Yochanan, my time of the Rabbi Yossi, where does he get this from? Asya Briz Briz. K'sivocha V'higbir Briz L'rabim Shavua Echad. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was magbir the bris that he had written in the Sefer Torah to even the Sorim and the Gedolim for one Shavua, which is a 7-year cycle. And what is that? Well, then the Goyim ask, how is it possible? The answer is because of Igbir Bris. So apparently the time in which this took place, this Hakbaras Bris, was Shavua Echad. In which case, there couldn't have been Bnei Ayavus Ad Hayom Hazeh at that time. So that means that there's a time in which Ad Hayom Hazeh doesn't mean then. So, I mean, maybe it doesn't mean now. Maybe. So in which case, when it says Ad Hayom Hazeh by the Aron, it also, there's no raya that it means until today. Omar Lei, so Ula told him, that's no raya. You see, because Hocha Ksiv Shom. But Hasam Lo Ksiv Shom. The difference is that if the Torah is very positive about the statement, and it's saying it was there, and Shom means that's the way it is. Ad Hayom Hazeh. So where it says Shom, that's magbir, the meaning of the Ad Hayom Hazeh. Sorry, but that doesn't work either, because Meisvet. Umehem im Bnei Shimon, Halchul Har Seir Anashim Chamesh Miyotz. From Bnei Shimon, they sent a small band of 500 people with Platim and Areo, Barafia, Vozio, Bnei Yishoi, Barosham. Vayaku et Sherisa Pleite Lamolek, Vayeshu Sham Adayom Azeh. That they went and invaded the Bnei Esav, destroyed the remainders of Amalek, and they're still there today. Now we know they're still not there today, because maybe you'll say their relatives are there, or they've become assimilated, whatever. No, you can't even say that, because Kvaholo Sancheriv Melech Ashur, who built Bel Kol Haratzotz. Because we know that Sancheriv had a massive transfer of populations in order to prevent rebellions, and Shenema V'asir Gvolot Amim V'atudoteim Shoshni. In which case I ripped up their whole backgrounds, all of their roots, which means that whoever was settled there is no longer settled there. To you. That's true. So that's not a very good riot. Omrav Nachman, Tanav Chachomim Oimrim Aaron Belishkas Dir Ha'etzim Hayaganuz. Well, Maisa, and the Chachomim say that the Shita that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai brought, that the Oren was Nignaz, and they say that Yoshio was Gonezit in the Dir Ha'etzim. No, that's the price that we had back in Shkolim. Whereas the Maisa, the Mishnah, actually, Maisa became Echot, Shem is Asik. V'ra'a Ritzba Mishunam Mechavroi Seha. It was once a Kohen who was playing around, sort of joking around over there, swinging his hammer. And he noticed that one of the tiles on the floor looked at it as if it had been taken up after it had already been set the first time and had been reset. So Bobo Dilas Chavero, he went to call his friends to show them that something's very fishy. So he didn't manage to finish what he was trying to say before he dropped it. And they knew clearly then that there must be something secretive about that. My Havi Avi, what was he doing that was, he must have died not because he discovered it, he must have died because it was added to him. So what was he doing? He was playing games. He stopped throwing around his hammer and just hanging around, sort of, and was very cavalier about the whole thing. Like there was no sense of awe about it. It wasn't that he was speaking and he dropped dead. What happened was is that they were stam, they were working, because that's the only thing that a Baal Mumin is really for, is to be matli ayetzi. So the Baal Mumin used to come, and they would work on gouging out any areas of wood that had worms in it. It was going to be put on the mizbeach, it couldn't have worms. And the hammer fell, and it fell on that spot, and it was just like a natural phenomena, that when you make contact with the aron, so it, the flash comes out, and the flash burned them. The atzdeish v'achlosai. So the impact of the hammer actually was what burnt up the coin. Rav Yehuda Rami, Rav Yehuda points out a stira, and the same pasuk says nothing. But that, if you fall into a fire, you fall into a fire. That's not you don't need to have a fault for falling into a fire. If for talking you die of a heart attack, so then we have to wonder what's the pshat? What did you do? But, if you fall off a ledge into a furnace, nobody asks, what did you do? And you fell off a ledge into a furnace.
So, did he fall or did the hammer fall?
The hammer fell. Because the hammer fell, so a big spark came out. He happened to be in the way.
But why did the hammer fall?
That level we don't ask. We only ask where it's clearly negative. The whole mice is trying to say from what he did, we understand why this happened.
So what did they do? They roped up the area?
No. Actually, they rope off the area. They drew one of those little things with the three. Rav Yehuda Rami, Rav Yehuda points out this in the same pasuk. It's a stira. It says Vayera'u Roshei Abadim that you just brought over here. We brought with Vayera'u Roshei Abadim v'lo Yera'u. Make up your mind. Vayera'u or v'lo Yera'u. Which one is it? Okay, it's nirim ve'inam nirim. They were visible, but not really visible. What's the pshat? Tani nami yochi v'yera'u roshei habadim. So yocho lo yu zazim imekayimam. So you might think that means that they didn't extend beyond the area of the kachim. Tam lomer v'yarichu habadim. No, they were too long. So then yocho yu makarim v'parochas v'yotzi. You might think that we have to make a little hole to let the badim out of the parochas over here. This parochas that we're referring to is not the parochas that we were talking about in the Mikdasheni. It's talking about the parochas that was in the middle of the door of the traksin in the Mikdash Rishon, when there was an Oren. Talmud Lomar v'lo yerah chutzah. No, you couldn't have a hole there because then you'd be seeing the bottom from outside. You can't see the bottom from outside. Haketzah. Therefore, we must come to the conclusion that dochkin u'boltin v'yotzim b'parochas, that it must be that the pressure of the badim pushed the parochas out in those two spots. V'nirin kishneida de'ishan, it looked like two breasts of a woman. And we see that the orain is referred to as breasts. Shenemar. Tzror hamor dodili bein shaddai olin. So you see that the Torah is like, the remez here is that the Torah suckles Yisrael, and that they're gemulei mechalav. And it's referred to always as so we see it very often. Shnei shaddayach kishnei ofarim la'ol shir ashirim is meramis continuously to the orain. Omer of Katina. B'sha'a shahayu Yisrael oilim l'regel. Actually, this is a... Today is the Yishpizin of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes. So it's... what?
Yeah.
So it's the Shnei Shadayach Kishnei Ofarim refers to Moshe V'Aaron. And the whole sugi of the Mon over there is that he was a nursing mother to Klal Yisrael. Omer of Katina. B'sha'a shahayu Yisrael oilim l'regel. When Klal Yisrael would come up to the Beis Hamikdash, megalim lehem es haparoches, they would roll back the paroches. Umarim lehem es hakruvim, they would show them the kruvim on the orai. At least we think that's what it means at this point. Shehayu mu'urim zebeze, who were wrapped up making love to each other. Vomrim lehem, and they said to Yisrael, ru'uchi baschem lifnei hamokom, look how beloved you are in front of Hashem. Kechibat zacharo nekeva. Masiv Rav Chista, how is it possible that we would expose such a thing to the public? It says in the Midbar, where we were all around our Sinai, and I mean we were used to the tremendous Giluyim, and it says Lo Yavol L'Roski V'Latz Hakodesh V'Meisu, that it was usher for the Levim to even come in to try to carry the Kalim until the Bnei Aaron would put in all of the kalim into a container so that they wouldn't see it. And here you're telling me that they would uncover the parochah so that every Tom, Dick, and Harry can walk in and could see what's going on in the Kodesh HaKadosh? It seems ridiculous. It's talking about when they had already taken down the machana, and it was also for Levi to come because he might see when they're putting in the kalim. Omrim Nachman, that's right. Moshe Lekala. That's right. Klal Yisrael grows up. You consider a kala, a young kala, who's still in her father's home. She hasn't yet moved into her own house, so she's very shy of her new husband. She doesn't yet feel comfortable. But kimin shebatzel beis chamia, when she's already into the family, enatznuami bala. So the same thing, Enoch Inami, used to be that the Shekhinah made a big impact on us. We just sort of got used to it. So once we came in there at Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash was there, it was like, you know, it's like being in our own house. I mean, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a bedroom, and every once in a while they open the door. It's so terrible. But Enoch Inami, back in the Midbar, was a disaster. He would have died for seeing such a thing. Quite incredible. Master of Chana Barav Katina, if that's true, so then, Maisa Bekrein Echo Trayim is Hasek, and so on and so forth. I mean, obviously, Hashem is still awfully mocked about this, because just for the Kohen figuring out where it was and talking without care, much less to open up the door of the bedroom and let everybody see what's going on, we see that he dropped dead. So how can you say that we came to a Madriga where it was no longer so impressive? I mean, it must have been completely usher to do such a thing. Omalei, Nizgarsha Kamrat. You're talking about after he divorces his wife. Nizgarsha Chazur L'chivas HaRishayna. After she's divorced, and they start the relationship over again and start all over again. And there it says, Kivala HaTakirish B'Mesim.
Tayna Chinam. Was there a Shechina in the Baishin?
No, and yes. I mean, there were certain things that were dependent on the Shechina. It wasn't there. But certainly it was, had a din of Aymed Lifnei HaShechina and so on. Of Amida and then all of these other men. Now, correct the Gemara, the whole thing doesn't make sense. But my askina, what are we talking about over here? What parochas did they roll back in the Migdash Rishon that it says over here? And if we're talking about the Migdash Sheni, there weren't any kruvim. because we already said that either the Kruvim were hidden or the Kruvim were taken to Bava. No, Liyolam HaMikdash Risha, that's not a problem. Stangba B'Mikdash Risha, Umay Parochis, Parochis the Bava. It means the Parochis that was in front of the doors, in other words, there was a Traxin, but the Traxin had to have a door, so that that door was covered by the Parochis, and as a matter of fact, all of the Sha'orim were covered by parochots, even if they had doors on them, they were covered with parochots, as it says. The Omar Rabbi Zera Omarav, Shalosha Asar Parochot, Hayu B'Mikdash, Shiva Keneged Shiva Sha'orim, this is even though there were doors there. Shtaim, Achas Lepisko Shalechav, Achas Lepisko Shululam, Shtaim Bidvir, this is talking about the by Yesheni, was in the Mokum of the Amatraxim, and then Shtaim connecting Bali on the second story, there was in the same place the same two parochets in the second story of the Beis Hamikdash to be mavda between the avir of the Kodesh Kodashim and the avir of the Echon. But you see that in the same way that in the Bayis Rishain we had parochets connected Asha'orim, so in the Bayis Sheni also there was a parochets connected the Amatraxim, connected the Traxim where you would go in.
Can you still see it? You still see it with the Traxin there? Like they moved the parochas?
Yeah, if you took away the parochas, then there was an opening. That was the opening where the badim stuck out into the parochas.
The Traxin was a wall?
Traxin was a wall.
But if you moved the parochas, you could still see it.
The parochas covered the doorway in that wall. So Traxin was on either side. So if you open up all of the parochas at the Pischa Shel Echal and at the Traxin, you could look straight through from the outside and you could see the Kruvim.
But the opening was either to the north or to the south.
That's only when there was a parochet.
I mean, when there's Amatraxin in the middle.
There's an Amatraxin, it was right in the middle. Obviously, otherwise, how could the badim stick out?
Yeah.
Right.
Have I mistaken by excluding, have it been possible to see the road through all of it?
We'll see. So far, we're explaining it. In a moment, we'll see. So far, we're explaining it that it's referring to Bayis Rishain, and it means the Kruvim. And as we know, the Nais was done with the Kruvim, that B'Shah, that Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu were close, that the Kruvim used to become closer physically. The other Pshat is, Revach Rabbi Yaakov Amar Le'olam Mikdasheni. It's talking about the Mikdasheni, and the Parochet that it's referring to over here indeed is the Parochos that took the place of the Amatraxin. Ah, Yotaina, there was no Kruvim, that's true, but there was Kruvim that Tzurasa Habitan. There were Kruvim that were engraved on the wall, and those Kruvim were also in the same form as a male and female lover. And that's what they showed to Bnei Yisrael, not the Kruvim on the Orim. And that was also a Gilui of Chibasa. The Chsiv, where do we see that there were Kruvim of Tzurasa? We see from the Bayis Rishon yet that there was Kruvim of Tzurasa, because by Shlomo HaMelech it says, Vesko Kirei Sabayis Misav Kala. And I don't know, for some reason it leaves out the pasuk in the middle, which it should say, as the Bach puts in over here, Pituchei Miklaos Kruvim Tmuros Uvturei Tzitzim. So all around, Shlomo HaMelech made engraved pictures of Kruvim and Tmurim and open flowers. And then, V'tzipa Zahav Meshalam B'chuka, and then he covered the whole thing all around with gold. Uchtiv Kumoar Ish V'luyot, that this was like the mixture, mi'ara, of a man and luyot. What does that mean? Ma'ik mar uish v'luyot. Omar Rava Barav Shila, ki isha mi'ura b'levaya shelo. It's like a man walks with a female escort. So we call the female the escort, the levaya. So if he's mi'ura, that means he's making love to her. So that means that the pictures of the kruvim that Shlomo was making was ki isha mi'ura b'luya, which means that they were actually embracing in the picture, in which case it was a gilui of Av. Omrei Shlakish, b'sha'ash nichnasu nochrim leicha, ro'u kruvim amurim zeh bezeh. When the goyim invaded and they came into the Eichel, they found at that time, since it was a time of churban, that was the time in which our Kadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael were closest. That's right, and therefore, at the time of the churban itself, they were closest. Like any time you break up a love affair, so Mamela, he found the kruvim completely wrapped up in each other. So it was an extremely provocative image. So they went around and they paraded, showing everybody these kruvim. Vomru, Yisrael, Alolo, Shibrichos, and Brocha, Vikilos, and Kuala, Yaskavitvaram Alolo. Incredible. Inside their Holy of Holies, they have pornography. That's what they play around with in their temple. Miyad Izilum, everybody was Mizalzel in Klal Yisrael. Shenema Kol Mechabdea Izilua Kira Uervasa. How can you see the nakedness of a nation? But they literally saw the nakedness of a nation because they exposed their relationships. So Mimela, they were Mizalzel in Yisrael.
What
kruvim
are we talking about? The ones that
are
engraved on the wall?
It depends what you hold. If you hold like the Mandyamaru says that the kruvim were taken to Babel, then you can say it's talking about the kruvim. If you hold like it's talking that Yoshio was, we hit the kruvim, then it's talking about kruvim the Tzara, so it's different. You cut them off. They were engraved.
There's a nest that was going through Hashem.
Yeah, but then, well, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Sure. Sure, that this is where our love has landed. I mean, that was part of the whole thing. That wherever you go, your Michal, they say that this is the Yam Hashem, Yartso Yatso. All over the world, that's what you're doing to me. I mean, that was part of the ownership goal. This is the Chilul. It's not a Chiddush. I mean, it's our Chilul. It's Bonu Nikra Shemecha, so we're the one that are Mischalal. Why was it called Mishtiyah Haisel Nikritz? Why was the Yevan Shasiyah called the Yevan Shasiyah? Tana, in the Brides, it says Shemimena Ushtat Olam. Because this was the stone from which, around which, the earth accreted. Tana Kamandi Omar, Mitzio Nivra Olam. And this would be a riot to the Mandi Omar who holds that the world was created at center point of Tzion. The Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Olam, Tzaiso Nivra. Rebbe Eliezer holds the world was created from its midpoint, and whatever crystallized first, everything else gathered around it and accreted to it. Shinemar Betzekes Afar Lemutzak Uregavim Yitzbaku, which is clearly mashma. It says Betzekes Afar Lemutzak, when the dust comes together into a piece, then Rigavim Yidubaku, that the other pieces will start adding on to that, and each piece will be added to the next piece until you finally end up with a plant. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Eilam Minat Stodim Nivra. No, the world didn't start from a crystal, so to speak, but rather it crystallized all around at once towards the middle. Shenemar, ki la sheleg yomar havei eretz, v'geshem natar v'geshem mitros uzo. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, to the sheleg, so in other words, to the crystals, you all crystallize and make the earth, just like geshem natar, geshem mitros, it's from all the directions in which geshem, of course, means, in a deeper sense, geshem, right, physicality. So in other words, the physicality pours down from all around, is the image over here. So it's not that there's a central point in which things are added slowly, but rather all around everything crystallizes and goes towards the middle and becomes solid, becomes geshem. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Even Yara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bayah, Mimenu Nishtat Olam, Shinemra Amad Anel Hutbo, O Miyara Even Pinatas. You see that there's an Even Pinat? So that first you had Yam, and then you have, after the making of the Yabasha accretes around an Evan Pina.
What does accretes mean?
Accretion is a gradual growth around a...
Is it something building up from within, or is it like attracting particles from outside?
Attracting. V'chachomim were mitzion nivra. V'chachomim say... The whole thing was created from Tzion. Shemar, Mizmor La'asaf Kel Elokim Hashem, and goes on to say, Mitzion Michlal Yofi. What's the pshat? Michlal. Michlal is Mimenu Muchlal Yafyor Shel Olam. In other words, the general, the principle around which everything else came from was Tzion. And this is Kel Elokim Hashem, the Shemais Hashem that go to create the world. It's Machlal the world out of Tzion. Tanya Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Eila Toldos HaShamayim V'Haaretz B'Hibaron, Leom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz Vishamoi, which told us that the told one says told us Hashemayim Oretz, that told us Shamayim Mishamayim Nivru, told us Oretz Mioretz Nivru. And so it's not, we shouldn't look at a single creation, so to speak, which splits. Each Tolda comes in its own place. The Chachomim Omrim, the Chachomim say, but Lamaisa, none of this matters, because it's all talking about secondary effects. So the secondary effects are, yes, there's Tolda Shamayim, there's Tolda Zoretz, there's maybe the accretion of a world, and so on, but those are secondary effects. If you want to take a look at the underlying principle of all of the effects, it's certainly Mitzion. Elu ve'elu Mitzion Nivru, all of these together were created out of Tzion. Shenamar mizmor la'asof kel Elokim Hashem diber v'yikra oretz, mimizrach shemesh ad mevo, it's talking about the entire earth, ve'omre Mitzion mechla yofi, Elokim ofia, which means mimenu mechla yofio shel olam. So, it's an interesting midrash. One midrash says that the Evan Ashasiya is the Evan that Yaakov Avinu had put mitachas rosho, that this was the Evan that had come from the Yud Beis Avonim of the Shvotim. And that, so that in which case, Hushtat is obviously in a different sense. But the Rambam even learns that it's a symbolic sense. That's because it says, the Olam, it says in the Mishnah, the Olam is Eimed on the Aveda. Right, so that means that the entire world is hushtas on this makom, because this is the makom of Aveda. So that seems like that medrash, because that medrash says that when Yaakov Avinu says Ve'evan Azos Yeh Beis Elokim, so he promises that if he gets back, this will be the Evan. That was the Evan Ashasiya, which became the makom of the Beis Hamikdash itself. Now you're chasing us out. Where are we going next? Incidentally, along the way, we can use it for purpose B. So maybe, in essence, this korban is being brought for the Kohen Gadol.
Did we decide we're having Yerushalmi? What did you guys determine? Yeah?
Where are we meeting tomorrow?